Today is Friday, March 15th. The title for our devotional is Resilience in the Discontent. Today's devotional is written and narrated by Lincoln Cole.
I admit I was hesitant at first to talk about resiliency, at least in a spiritual sense. Physical resiliency, emotional, I feel pretty confident in my abilities there. But when it comes to spiritual resiliency, I was having a hard time coming up with a moment where I had exhibited that. And it made me feel weak and unqualified. But my wife Kelly brought to my attention an ongoing situation that has absolutely required spiritual resiliency. But I'll have to preface all this by saying I deserve 0% of the credit. Without Christ in my life and the guidance of the Lord, I certainly would have crumbled in some form or fashion. So anyone that's met me has figured out real quick where I'm from. The Lone Star State of Texas is probably represented and displayed by yours truly. Either it's on my hat, a shirt, or many bumper stickers in my truck. I was born and raised in the Texas Hill Country and was extremely rooted in its history and culture. My family came with the Spanish and Portuguese in the 1500s and was part of the original settlements in Texas. Needless to say, I'm extremely proud of where I'm from and want everyone to know about it. But we Texans have never been accused of being over the top about anything ever, right? But about 7 years ago, I married my wife and we moved to the Midwest to be closer to her family. Leaving behind everything I knew and the comfort of my home was very, very difficult. I felt like I was moving to a new country. Through the winters, the cultural change, missing all the things I was familiar with and my own family, it was really hard to trust God's plan in all this. The selfish side of me, my flesh I suppose, always wanted to go back and still does. However, I can look back at our time here and see so much fruit. Whether it's friendships, my own spiritual growth, our marriage becoming stronger, others' spiritual growth, and some pretty incredible work experience, the Lord has provided so much in my time here. Even though most of the time I was not showing the trust in Him that was deserved, I had to keep telling myself this is part of His plan. There's so much more going on than what I can see right in front of me. The story of Jonah often comes to mind when he goes to Nineveh. It's something I usually identify with, which may not be a good thing. But despite Jonah being unwilling or resistant, God still used him to move an entire city. I hope I never have to be delivered anywhere by a fish, but I do see myself in much of that story. Now, even as I'm saying all this, I'm still thinking, gosh, it doesn't sound resilient at all. It sounds like someone who's been resistant and difficult, and their father, who knows better, is holding them in the right place. You may be thinking that thing yourself, and you're probably true. It's probably right. But at any time, I could have told my wife we're moving back, or left without her, or gone back to my old life, and were slipped into some kind of bitterness or contempt for the rest of my life. But only through Jesus and His resilience have I been able to find any kind of strength and maintain my own resilience and faith. He gets all the credit and all the glory on this. Now, this story doesn't have a resolution yet. It's something I struggle with frequently, but I've grown so much in the past 7 years. To be honest, even as we talk right now, I'm in a place where I'm having a very hard time letting go of that identity and the idea of the life I'd imagined for myself. Talking about it now and acknowledging that God is using this as a time to draw me closer to Him, sometimes even forcibly, and build that resilience is a great way to bring it into the light and not let it drag me down. Every day is a choice, an opportunity to choose Jesus over myself, to choose my wife over myself, and a choice to accept where God is taking me. I want to choose every day to allow Him to guide me instead of my flesh, and then come out on the other side of this, being able to glorify Him and His resiliency that He has taught me.